Well, Jonah, before we look ahead to this weekend and certainly a big border rival, let's look back. How have you guys recovered a little bit? Certainly a little disappointment to finish that game last week. What's the recovery been like for you guys here over the weekend into this weekend now?
I think we've done a good job with watching the tape and learning from our mistakes. And, it's really not a whole bunch of stuff that we need to fix, just some small things. And, we're not going to completely change our offense or defense. We just got to be more sound and more we have to eliminate mistakes and miss assignments. And hopefully we can do that in this week and kind of recover with Iowa this weekend.
You guys as an offensive line had two guys with 100 yards. You continue to limit the number of sacks that Mitch takes. Outside of the result last week, are you pretty happy with where you guys are as a group from maybe when you look at where you were at training camp to where you are now heading into week five?
I think, we've come a long ways since the season started, and we're continuing to improve. But there's we watched the film, and there's so many things that we can get better at, and we can just be such a much better group across the board. We can be more consistent. Seems like every play, four out of the five guys are doing their job, and there's just one guy, every play a different guy, every play that's, maybe missing their block or maybe a missed assignment. And we just got to be more consistent, and, we're gonna be a lot better. And, we've done a good job already, but there's a lot of room for improvement.
You mentioned the game against Iowa this weekend. It's always a big game whenever the Hawkeyes come to town, but maybe even a little bit more significant importance here is it's the home opener, Big Ten-wise for you guys, and if really for both teams you want to stay in the thick of that race, it's I don't want to say a must-win early, but it certainly is going to be better if you're the winning team this weekend.
Yeah, and even going back to last year, we kind of left Iowa City with a bad taste in our mouth. We feel like really handled that game pretty well and should have came out of there with a win, but we didn't. So playing at home for the first Big Ten game, like you said, is going to be a lot of fun. I think we're going to have a lot of people at the game, and I think the fans are going to be excited. We're excited, and it's going to be a big game for both of us. Like you said, it's this could decide how the Big Ten West shakes out.
What do you see from Iowa on film, and as much change from what they do from years past?
They've just stayed consistent with what they do. They're gonna be big and strong up front on the defense, and they're gonna be disciplined. They're gonna be well coached, and they're gonna do what they're told, and they're not gonna make that many mistakes. And when you make a mistake, they're gonna capitalize on that. So they really haven't changed since I've started playing them. They're always a good team. They've always had a good defense. So I think we're all looking forward to the challenge.
Is this one extra special for you? You grew up not too far from that Minnesota-Iowa border.
Yeah, and I was recruited at Iowa too, so I know some of the coaches and players there. I've got a lot of Hawkeye fans in my hometown, and hopefully more Gopher fans, but there's still a few Hawkeye fans, so kind of like to prove some people wrong that think the Hawks are so great.
Very good. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.